Now, over the course of this week, we've been talking to some of the winners of 2010, people who have won awards this year in their chosen field, from medicine to literature to human rights. Shirley Frimpong Manso is a Ghanaian film director who won the Best Director Award at the African Movie Academy Awards this year. Her film Perfect Picture is a romantic comedy about three female friends dealing with love, men and marriage, and it has charmed audiences all across Africa. But as she told me, winning the award wasn't the biggest story of her year.
I had a baby in between two productions. I was pregnant when I was almost wrapping up on A Sting in a Tail. And then when I started shooting the next one, which is Checkmate, I was almost near my delivery. Yeah, so it was challenging. It was, especially for the first few months, you know. But then I was heavily pregnant when I directed Checkmate, and it was actually fun, I think.
You think, yes. Yeah, my wife tells me it's all a bit of a blur.
Yes.
But it's also been a year where you won, of course, at the AMAA Awards.
Yes.
Perfect Picture. Tell us about that.
Well, I wasn't there because of the baby. But then, did I think I was going to win? Not really. I hoped that I'll win, you know, because I saw the kind of response that Perfect Picture got and people were very excited about it. But then again, I saw the category and I realized, you know, there were some very key people in there who had done equally good job.
Yeah, for those who haven't seen it, Sex and the City does come to mind, doesn't it? Is it consciously mirrored on that?
Not consciously, even though I have to say I'm a big fan of Sex and the City, but not consciously. There was a story that I wanted to tell, you know, and the way the story was woven in and out, it just happened to sort of mirror Sex and the City, because then you had three friends and they had their issues. But then I told the Perfect Picture more from a Ghanaian perspective, you know, and so the idea of marriage and the idea of infidelity are quite different. The way I treated it in the Perfect Picture is different from the way it's treated in, you know, a movie like Sex and the City.
What are the differences? Tell us about them.
Well, there are norms and, you know, responsibilities that come with marriage in the Ghanaian setting. And one is the moment you get married, you are supposed to have children. Everybody expects it. Even though I'd say that, you know, perhaps it cuts across, I don't think the pressure is as much with, you know, the Sex and the City world. And then there's also the issue of the lady and the guy, they've never sort of been intimate before their marriage, even though they are not necessarily virgins in that sense, you know, but then they want to wait and stuff like that. And then they get together and it's not happening. Now, this issue is not something that is talked about a lot in our Ghanaian setting. I mean, if you're having sexual problems in your marriage, it is supposed to be very private. And so for that particular character to attempt to address that issue, you know, using her friend, it is very different. And from the Ghanaian perspective, it is a big deal.
So the fact that you won this award with a film which addresses a taboo like this,
yes,
that's pretty significant beyond the world of motion pictures.
Yes, it is. It is, actually. And there are a number of people who came to watch the movie over and over again, and each time they would come with a girlfriend or a mother and stuff like that. You know, people could identify with it in their own small space. And it was very exciting.
And is that something that perhaps Africa, but the world has seen relatively little of? Young, attractive African professional women.
Yes, that's true. I grew up in that kind of setting where a lot of the movies that I saw had to do with different themes altogether. There was, you know, there were a lot of, you know, witchcraft and juju and stuff like that, you know. And perhaps a part of the reason I got into film making at all is because I also felt that, you know, there's a part of the story, the African story, that has not been told. And we're looking at all these young, upcoming, you know, people who are working and you know they're trying to make something of their lives, and nobody is sort of telling that part of the story. And so for me, I felt it like a responsibility to be able to put it across.
How tough is it for young African directors like you? This is the year, of course, that a woman won the Oscar for Best Director. But you know, there's a lot of talk about breaking barriers. What is it like in Africa?
It is very tough. It is very tough. Filmmaking in Africa is an individual business. You need to be able to put yourself in it, invest your own, you know, resources and finances in it before anybody is prepared to help you at all.
So you have to be a self-made woman to start
with. Yeah, you have to be. You have to be. The only reason people would help is because, you know, you've taken it to a certain point and they know that you're worth your salt. And so they're happy to come on board. Otherwise, if you're starting off, not a lot of people are really interested.
And what about some of the limitations of production? Because they're there, aren't they? It's not as people have said of African film, the ideas might be there, but sometimes the production values aren't.
Yes, it is difficult because apart from everything else, filmmaking is a business. You have to put a lot of money to be able to get a certain type of quality. You don't get to be able to do a lot of that because you're putting a lot of the financing and all the support is coming from private, you know, and stuff like that. I'm sure that by and by all of that is going to change because I think movies that are coming from Africa are beginning to make a good enough impact. People are beginning to listen and to watch. And I realized that even from Nigeria, there have been a few movies this year that have gone beyond.
So is your audience broadening out beyond Africa?
Yes, it is broadening out beyond Africa. I mean, we came to do a premiere here with our recent movie, 6 Hours to Christmas. And I have to say that, you know, in the audience, there were all sorts of people in the audience. It wasn't
a
Ghanaian. No, it's not just Africans. We had, you know, the English people and we had Jamaicans and, you know, and people really loved it.
And in terms of winning this award, what has it changed for you?
I think that it has broadened the network in which I work. I'm getting a lot of calls and a lot of contacts from all around the world. So it's been a very, very good year, you know, and I'm hoping that, you know, something very, very good is going to come out of it.
And that was Shirley Frimpong-Manso. They're talking about her Best Director Award at this year's African Movie Academy Awards.